Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Wa baraka wa sallama tasliman katsiran katsira. Amma ba'd. The last hadith that we mentioned in regards to an upright, honest Muslim businessman, trader, professional, wherein Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, one who does business honestly will be shaded under the throne of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. One who does business honestly, is honest in his dealings, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him shade under the throne of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Thereafter, the next hadith of Tirmizi Sharif and Ibn Majah, where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, one of the fadail and the benefits of doing trade honestly, and on the contrary, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, O traders. And this expression, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is drawing our attention, and listen carefully. The traders, the businessmen, will be raised as sinners on the day of Qiyamah, except those who abstain from sin, who perform good deeds, and acted with honesty. O traders, the traders will be raised as sinners on the day of Qiyamah. So it seems that now every single person who did trade will be a sinner on the day of Qiyamah, except the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam makes an exclusion. Except those who abstain from sin, who perform good deeds and acted with honesty. So in that case, they will not be raised as sinners on the day of Qiyamah. If they had in their business dealings, they abstained from sin, and they performed good deeds and acted with honesty, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise them on the day of Qiyamah, in the camp, in the jama'at of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, the Siddiqeen and the Shuhada. So from here, ulama explained that the day of Qiyamah, is that an easy day? Is that a person should forget about it? The day of Qiyamah should be something that a person should be pondering, thinking about, and keeping in front of him every single day of his life. And the day of Qiyamah is not very far away. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَسْ مَنْ مَاتَ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُهُ. The person who passes away, immediately his Qiyamah starts. Once he closes his eyes, then immediately his Qiyamah has begun already. All his amal sees they come to a standstill, except the good deeds that he has done. So once his eyes close, his Qiyamah starts. Hisab Kitab will start, and he passes there in the Qabr, and then his journey ahead will become very, very smooth. And this, he can make it easy for him if he just does his business dealings according to Sharia. His Qiyamah will begin, but he was honest in his business and he avoided sin, he abstained from gunas and sins. Today, unfortunately, we find many franchises, Muslim franchises, that part of their rules is that there has to be music playing in their franchise. Some chicken outlet or the supermarket, chain store. And part of the rules, regulations is you have to have music playing. Absolutely haram, we understand this. The reason Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that abstain from sin. And this is very, very important, especially now in the current climate we are, where the ummah needs our help most desperately. We don't know in our lifetime whether we'll see days like this again, where the ummah is in such circumstances that they are crying for our du'as and our help. And more than that, very, very importantly, ulama say that a person can do all the good a'mal, from tahajjud to ishraq to awabin, Quran, tilawud, adhkar, can go out in the path of Allah, attend majalis. Here ulama are very, very clear, explicit, you can do all the ibadat. But if you will not abstain from sin and guna, you will never become the friend of Allah. Allah will never make him his friend. He can do all the good a'mal, but the sin in his life, he will never become the friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this we can understand also in a person's married life. Ulama explained these two things. One is mansha, and one is ita'at. Obedience to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And what is the demand of the time? The demand of every second is, don't break the command of Allah. Don't break my command. We know in our family lives also, my son can be doing everything right, but he breaks my command, then I hold back my help also. And in a more sensitive manner, ulama explain, when he comes to husband and wife also, One is a wife, she is muti'a, that she obeys the husband. Whatever he wants, alhamdulillah. The house is up to date, it's clean, the baking, the cooking. Everything's on its place, alhamdulillah. She takes care of the husband, of the children, of the in-laws. He's absolutely happy with her. She's muti'a, she obeys him, she has ita'at, obedience. But what is the mansha? What is the need of the husband at that moment if she doesn't understand? She does not understand the need of the moment, and we can just introspect for a while. At that certain moment of the night or the day, the husband has some demand, some taqaza from the wife. But she doesn't understand it. She doesn't fulfill what is needed right now. Leave what you are doing right now and attend to my need. At that moment, she does not understand, doesn't fulfill the need. The husband forgets all her obedience. He forgets all the cooking and all the baking, whatever she has done. Because she hasn't fulfilled the need of the time. The need of every second of the life of a believer is, don't break the command of Allah. She just didn't fulfill one desire of the husband. So to say, she just broke his desire or whatever he wanted right now. Husband forgets all her obedience. The same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaghar. Inna Allah ta'ala yaghar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very, very sensitive. Husband is so sensitive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more sensitive. And the ghairat, sensitivity of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, is that a person does not fulfill the command of Allah and he breaks the command of Allah. That is the ghairat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So a person can do all obedience in his life. But this sin, I mean, the example we know, a person can have now 1,000 liters of zamzam, one drop of urine, he'll never drink it. Although it's zamzam, he'll never drink it. A person can have all the obedience in his life, all the ibadat, but there's still guna and sin in his life, it will not be acceptable in the court of Allah. Because he has sin and guna in his life. A beautiful example, Hakim Akhtar Sahib gave, rahmatullah alayhi, once they were traveling from Madinatul Munawwara to Makkatul Mukarrama. Mala Barul Haq Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, was also in the car. And it was very hot, summer months in Hijaz and Muqaddas. So the car got a bit hot. So somebody asked the driver, won't you put the aircon on? He said, the aircon is on full right now. Possibly somebody's window is open. So when they checked around, somebody's window was open. Upon that, Ma Barul Haq Sahib mentioned, rahmatullah alayhi, he says, look at this, from this we can understand. That the aircon is working at full blast. But somebody's window was open, so we didn't get the full benefit of the coolness of that aircon. In the same way, Maana explained, that a person can do all the good a'mal and the good deeds in his life. But if the window of sin is open, the TV is still in the house, haram activity is still taking place, they're still intermingling in our homes, between ghair maharim, when we're eating together, over the weekends, etc., the brother-in-law, sister-in-law, all are sitting together. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned, the brother-in-law is likened to death, al-hamu al-maut. You cannot sit together. So all these sins are still prevalent in our lives. Our business dealings, very, very important, which we are discussing right now. Business dealings. Here also something not correct. How we're operating our business is not correct also. So all obediences are there, but the windows to sins are open. The bad air will come in. It will diffuse the benefit. It will neutralize the benefit of our good a'mal. We will not get the full benefit of it. Therefore, ulama say that a person can do all the good a'mal, but if he has sin in his life, he's involved in interest, he's involved in extravagance. Extravagance, the wealth of Allah, I'm using in the disobedience of Allah. My son uses my car, and I got a tracker on his car. I have a tracker on his car, but he's going to places that I don't want him to go. Oh, he shows the speed limit, he's going over the speed limit, he's racing the car, let him come home and I will show him who's the boss and who owns the car. Then he'll never get usage of my car again. Allah is giving us our bodies, our faculties, our businesses, but we cannot use this against the command of Allah. Allah will give the respite. So here ulama also explain that a person has sin in his life, but he continues making tawbah to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he feels the remorse. And he wants to get out of it. And he makes a concerted effort to remove the sin from his business. And on this Allah will give him taqwa on his trying. Possibly in his lifetime, nobody would regard him to be the friend of Allah, but he knows what he was trying in his life to get out of the guna and sin, making mashwara. He says, before his last breath, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would write in the records that my wali has passed away. My friend has passed away. His entire life he cried to get rid of his sin and his guna, and he made a concerted effort. Not that he continued every day, today I'll continue as normal. But he made the effort to get rid of the sin in his business, in his personal life, the extravagance and the opulence in his life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him. Allah will grant him a death upon wilayat and the friendship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This hadith Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is very specific. That O traders, O businessmen, the traders will be raised as sinners on the day of qiyamah. And understand, my dear brothers, nobody wants to be called a gunegar. Hey, you sinner. You're a gunegar. You're a fraud. Nobody likes it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you do have sin in your life, and you don't do good deeds and act honestly, then you are a sinner. He's already telling us, Allah Ta'ala save us. But we don't like to be called these titles. Nabi of Allah is saying that the traitors will be raised as sinners on the day of Qiyamah, except those who abstain from guna and sin. So we should check today, in my business now, especially my personal life, what are the sins? And if I can't understand it, then go to ulama ikram and ask them, please check everything for me. My personal life, my mu'amalat, ma'asharat, my business dealings, my family life, what are the sins in my life? I don't want to die as a sinner on the day of Qiyamah and raised among the sinners. So please check for me. And there are so many things we don't have time to go into it. Whether it comes to our pension funds, whether we are contributing to it voluntarily, not permissible, involuntarily. There are different funds, different companies have. Alright? Life insurances, we heard so many people involved in the life insurances, taking out policies also. Voluntarily, involuntary. If I'm contributing it voluntarily every month, then I'm already in sin. My hand already is in haram. So, those who abstain from sin, perform good deeds and acted with honesty, on the day of Qiyamah, they will not be raised as sinners. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise them in the group of the obedient ones. Allah ta'ala give us sufi to make amal, inshaAllah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.